events coming up. Thursday the 23rd, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Sonic Acrylic with Plume, Jurgles, The Delaneys, Thunderbird, Rave Ami, Let It Be Release Party with The Zells and Boiled Denim. Sunday the 26th, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Bill Deasy's annual Boxing Day show. Monday the 27th, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, The Nerd Herders with The Power Hour Band and Ali's Spagnola. Tuesday the 28th, Club Cafe, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Kenny Zimlingus, Linghouse. Wednesday the 29th, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Slider and Krampus Band. 8 o'clock, Jurgles, Magical Mystery Doors. Thursday the 30th, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, The Music of R.E.M. with The Reckoning. 8 o'clock, Jurgles, The Clarks with Leanne Binder and The Judgment. Mr. Small's Theater, An Evening with Lotus, Night 1. Friday the 31st, 8 o'clock, Mr. Small's Theater, An Evening with Lotus, Night 2. 9 o'clock at the Thunderbird, The Butler Street Revival. Tuesday the 4th, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Star Hipsters with Rebelmatic. Wednesday the 5th, 6 o'clock, Preserving Underground, Spotlights, and Eternal Sleep. 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Albert Lee with The Priors. Thursday the 6th, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Charles Wesley Goodwin. And Friday the 7th, 7 o'clock, Roxanne, Ashley McBride with Priscilla Black. 8 o'clock, Craft House, Idlewild South with the J. Krager Band. 8 o'clock, Jurgles, Steel City Crew with Matt Alice. The Thunderbird, The Roof with Fuzz Aldrin and Mother of Earl. And 8:30, Club Cafe, Nap Eyes and Kiwi Jr. with The Zells. Saturday the 8th, 5 o'clock, Thunderbird, Dead of Winter, All Day Grateful Dead Fest featuring The Cause, Fungus, Dead and In the Way, and Sherilyn Hawk. 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Joint Operation and Stationary Pebbles with Just Those Guys. 8 o'clock, Craft House, Justin Fabus, and Jurgles, The Silencers with Spinning Jenny. Sunday the 9th, 7 o'clock, Roxanne, Motion City Soundtrack with All Get Out. And 8 o'clock, Jurgles, The Gilmore Project. Wednesday the 12th, 1:30, Oaks Theater, Livingston Taylor. Thursday the 13th, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, We Are the Weirdos, Live Stories Told by Women. 8 o'clock, Thunderbird, Reed, South Hall Band. Friday the 14th, 7 o'clock, Thunderbird, Billy Price and the Nighthawks. 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Feral Cat and the Wild, and Byron Nash Trio. 8 o'clock, Jurgles, Wrecking Crew. Saturday the 15th, 3 o'clock, Vinofsky's Winery, Matt Tishone. 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Driving While Black Records presents Back in Business EP Release Party. 8 o'clock, Jurgles, Maddie and Tay, Roxanne, Gimme Gimme Disco, and 9 o'clock, The Thunderbird, DJ Big Phil and Friends, Union Edition. Sunday the 16th, 7:30, Craft House, The Meteors. Monday the 17th, 6 o'clock, Stage AE, Falling in Reverse with Wage War, Hawthorne Heights, and Jairus Johnson. Tuesday the 18th, 8 o'clock, Mr. Small's Theater, Lost Dog Street Band with Matt Heckler. Thursday the 20th, 8 o'clock, Thunderbird, Jay Whale, Live Band. Friday the 21st, 8 o'clock, Club Cafe, Matthew E. White with Benet. Jurgles, Best of Times. Thanks for tuning in to Aggregate Sound on WRCT Pitts.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Everything that happens in this universe has to be the way it is. Things happen the way they should.
It's all the same number. What are the odds of that?
You happy with your life? Don't you want it all?
It said that would happen right when it did.
Where's our dog?
We don't have a dog.
Do we go backwards again? Everything you said would come true has.
I changed something. Erased something.
We're not meant to be here.
Life sometimes goes like you don't expect it to.
What did you do to me?
Turn it off.
Hello, this is Chris Thomas King from New Orleans, and you're listening to WRCT in Pittsburgh.
Well, 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 well. I love the lie and lie the love. Hanging on, we push and shove. Possession is the motivation. Messing up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end. Trying to make it real compared to what? Oh, no, no, no. Feeling it. Trying to make it real compared to what?
Filling us with fright, teaching what they think is right. Well, they all got to be some kind of nut. I don't dig it. Trying to make it real compared to what?
Yeah.
Trio, and you're listening to One to One, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Never been so clear in my head, in my life. So when they Thank you. rugged hustler. But don't you call on no train. You leave your cause you don't need you no more, and you feel like a fool. I don't you call on no tramp. I said, oh, yeah. Oh, you call us stupid and superficial.
July 1970, Electric Lady Studios, Jimmy's pride and joy. This is something that he had built up with his own sweat and blood, with money that he had earned on the road. This was his new home. This is his place where he can go and create and feel free to express himself any way he wanted to.
Here comes Dolly.
I think Dolly Dagger is a wonderful example of where Jimmy was at that particular time. I mean, you can hear the funk of that guitar. That's going to drive the track, because the original guitar track, which is this, is just a scratch, but now we got the meat.
Electric Lady provided us a place where we could, it was our laboratory. It was a place where we could go in and experiment.
Interestingly enough, what we're doing, he's using his original lead guitar that was cut as the basic track, that's the new, that is the lead guitar. He never replaced that. However, he did add extras. A super clean one, which goes along with...
There was thought of implementing or going in certain other musical directions, which made a lot of sense.
Get along, get along, get along.
And in true 70s fashion.
Heavy mama.
Heavy mama, get it on, get it on.
Get along, get along. Dolly.
But what a great blend of vocals. Jimmy sits perfectly in there. He knows exactly where to put his voice, what pitch, where it should sit with in relation to the Ghetto Fighters. Masterful.
We went in and we were free to create and create to our utmost.
And the great Steve Winwood quote from Billy. So solid, so reliable. Just he's Jimmy's anchor. This man is just fantastic.
When Billy came into the band properly, if there's such a thing, as a three-piece unit, it gave me a lot more freedom. And I just started to feel incredibly happy.
I think it's a very cool balance of power between Mitch's newfound funkiness, if you will, integrated with his jazz feel, and Billy's solidness down below, keeping it all tied together. And the fact that they communicated very, very well, the three of them.
She's satisfied till she gets what she's after.
I think Dolly Dagger is a great example of Jimmy's new sound. And I think he was very excited about playing this live.
And some of the new songs, yeah, we just played them, say, the one time, or just had the rough ideas of them in the studio. And it was using the stage to actually build them up and try them. And it felt good for that.
Drink up, baby. Hey!
Superman tried to shoot his dust on the sun. Captain Comic kids that dead on the run. Oh, waves of love to the Avatar's Dolly Brown. Better get some highway and clear out of town. Here comes Dolly Dagger. Her love so heavy gonna make you stagger. Dolly Dagger. She ain't satisfied till she gets what she's after. She drinks the blood from a jagged edge. You better watch out, baby, here comes your master.
And don't have to worry about my children, because this is a hard world. Don't nobody give you nothing. You have to work for it. Right?
Right.
So I'm gonna try. I'm blessed to be able to beat up everybody. So I want to beat up everybody until I can't beat them no more. If I can go 10 more years, I'm going to keep on doing it.
Good. Most of your poems, like the one you spoke a few moments ago, are funny. But you've written one about your own people, I think at the time of the Attica prison riot. It's a serious poem. You have certainly very serious moments, as you've shown us tonight. Could you, before we go, just say that poem for us?
Oh, this poem explains the Attica prison. You heard that over here when all the black prisoners were shot, and just before they held some white hostages, and they say they would cut the throats if they didn't get what they wanted. And the word was, well, if the throats are cut, then shoot and kill everybody. They found out during the autopsy that the throats were not cut. They just shot them for nothing. The trigger-happy policeman. And that Rockefeller gave word 10 minutes or so, if they don't give up, I think it's the way it went, open fire. And one black prisoner came out to speak to the warden. And he said, you have 10 minutes to surrender. What's your reply? Are we going to come in shooting? And the black prisoner came out, poetic poem. This didn't happen, but this is what I wrote. He said, better far from all I see, to die fighting to be free, what more fitting end could be? Better surely than in some bed where in broken health I'm led, lingering until I'm dead. Better than with prayers and pleas are in the clutch of some disease, wasting slowly by degrees. Better than of heart attack are some dose of drug I lack. Let me die by being black. Better far that I should go, standing here against the foe. Is there sweeter death to know? Better than the bloody stain on some highway where I'm lain, torn by flying glass and pain. Better call in death to come than to die another dumb, muted victim in the slum. Better than of this prison rot, if there's any choice I've got, kill me here on the spot. Better far my fight to wage now while my blood boils with rage, lest it cool with ancient age. Better violent for us to die than to Uncle Tom and try, making peace just to live a lie. Better now that I say my sooth, I'm gonna die demanding truth while I'm still akin to youth. Better now than later on, now that fear of death is gone, never mind another darn. They opened fire on them, but they died telling it like it was.
You have understood well, the riddles of the ages. Yes, and you have understood the universal mind. You have placed your footprints on the everlasting sands of time. Yeah, so tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as a Superman? There ain't no such thing as a Superman. Was on the Nile. You went to see great Egypt fall. It fell down to the ground. Yes, and you was out there on the corner when being cool went blind. Are you alone? Understand that if we're gonna win, we've got to get together. Together, be together, stick together. So tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as Superman? There ain't no such thing as Superman.
Will be a someday. jail again. So, them tell me, say, Christopher Columbus discovered Jamaica and this part of the world. Well, most people know I say, not go so. We agree with that. But we really understand how is it that a one guy come clear across us all and decide, say, him is the founder of so much islands when he was nothing in Europe. And Europe was almost like a, what they would call a backward place before the Moors enter into Granada in Spain. It wasn't really any high quality life. Christopher Columbus born in a place named Genoa in Italy. And he was a sail upon the ship them from Portugal. And we must remember that the Portuguese is one of the first European countries to enslave African people. Don't forget that. The Portuguese were the first European country to enslave, well, and I said the first, one of the first.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.